I'm Jeremy Loeb with BPR News. You're about to hear an interview with Chris Grow. He is executive director of the statewide gay rights group Equality North Carolina. He has announced that he is stepping down at the end of May to join Human Rights Campaign, which is the national gay rights group, and he is going to be their communications director. Chris Grow, heard this morning that you're stepping aside from Equality North Carolina. You're moving on to Human Rights Campaign, so you're staying in the same line of work. What prompted this move?
Well, you know, it's bittersweet to leave Equality North Carolina, but I'm really excited for the opportunity to fight at the national level for LGBT rights. I've been executive director of Equality North Carolina for almost 4 years now, and it's been a fascinating time and a privilege to serve through winning marriage equality, fighting HB2, and talking about the necessity for comprehensive non-discrimination protections, especially for transgender North Carolinians. The movement has shifted so rapidly in these 4 years, but I have really enjoyed the privilege to get to serve in this role. There is much work left to be done here, but there is also so much to be done at the national level to fight Donald Trump and his radical agenda. So it's an opportunity that I didn't want to miss. I, of course, am still going to be committed to helping Equality North Carolina and the entire community here in my new role, and expect to still be an integral part of the movement here.
Yeah, you've been on the forefront of this battle against HB2. And so, you know, during your time, the issue of gay rights and transgender rights really became hyper-focused on North Carolina.
Well, you know, it really has been the epicenter North Carolina has of the LGBT rights movement with the battle over HB2. And I think we'll continue to lead the country in the conversation, and certainly lead the South in the conversation. We have gotten to have conversations here in North Carolina around what it means to be transgender. And again, the vital need for protections immediately for the whole trans community that haven't really taken place in other parts of the country. And you know what? People are seeing that in a southern state that leans right, that you can win on protecting transgender people, and that you can meaningfully move the needle forward on hearts and minds work around what it is to be trans if you have the conversation and if you elevate trans voices in that conversation.
Do you think North Carolina is a better place to live for someone who is LGBT now than, you know, when you came into leading ENC?
You know, I think that the people of North Carolina have really come a long way around LGBT rights. I think, unfortunately, all our lawmakers have frequently taken a step back on LGBT rights. And I think that that battle is going to continue with the next executive director of Equality North Carolina and our incredible board and staff.
Now, I know you are not happy with the HB2 compromise bill that was passed. And I know that kind of strained relations with some of the people that you would consider allies previously, like Governor Roy Cooper and some of the legislators that voted for that bill. What message do you have for them and for people who are upset about that bill now?
Well, you know, HB 142 was not a repeal of HB2. The majority of North Carolinians support that full repeal, and Roy Cooper won because he ran on the full repeal of HB2. I remain really disappointed in the governor and the fact that he did not do the right thing. I believe that Governor Cooper is a good man with a good heart, but I think that he made a political and policy blunder when he signed that. I think that there is room for him to find a way to come back to the community and work with the community if he can figure out how he's going to lead the fight, not just be part of the fight, but actually lead the fight for a full, comprehensive non-discrimination cadre of protections here in North Carolina.
And some of the Democrats here in Asheville also supported the repeal measure, including Senator Terry Van Dyne and Representative John Ager. Is that the same message you would have for them as well?
Representative Ager was my seatmate when I was in the legislature. I think very highly of him. And Senator Van Dyne was Equality North Carolina's Legislator of the Year last year. I think that they made the wrong decision. And I think that it was the governor justified it as a necessary way to move the state forward. And he pushed really hard for them to vote very quickly. And I think that, you know, the governor really bears the ultimate political responsibility for this. But those individual members do have to think about what their real commitment to the LGBT community looks like when they vote on bad legislation that compromises our civil rights.
You may have mentioned some of those things already, but when you look back over your past 4 years at Equality NC, what are some of the highlights for you?
Well, certainly, you know, winning marriage equality has been an incredible development. You know, the organization that really led the charge on that is right there in Asheville, Campaign for Southern Equality, that filed the lawsuit that won us marriage equality. Working at the grassroots level has really been the part of this job that has been most incredible to me, getting to meet LGBT people in rural parts of North Carolina who, again, desperately need legal protections, but also deserve the lived equality of being able to be themselves in their communities, whether they're in Charlotte or whether they're in Murphy. And so that conversation is still being had, and those rights are still being fought hard for, even with marriage equality the law of the land at this point.
Is there anybody that you would recommend for taking over Equality North Carolina, or is that an internal thing going on right now?
We have an incredible board of directors. We have an incredible staff. I know that there's going to be a national search for my replacement. Equality North Carolina is stronger than it's ever been, with a talented staff that's going to continue to do good work. And I have full faith that when the search committee embarks on finding the next executive director, they're going to come up with somebody who is going to continue to lead Equality North Carolina and the LGBT community here in the state.
All right. Well, Chris Grow, those are my questions. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and congratulations on the new job.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.